الحمد لله وكفى، وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما الحياة الدنيا إلا متاع الغرور، صدق الله العظيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. Yesterday we started a talk regarding the advices to the youth. And we covered briefly regarding what is our aim in these talks. The first point was that we should take this life seriously. This life is actually not a joke. It's a serious issue. We learn everything in this life. We learn games, we learn how to proceed in the life, how to gather some skills, some knowledge regarding our career. And we are striving day and night for that matter. But what is life? What is the success of life? What are the failures of life? This is an important issue. A person should get training for that. And all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam came to this earth for this purpose. They came for the training of the people. They came to tell the people what is life. So the youth should spend some time to get this knowledge. What is life? This is given once. This is so precious. So first thing is the importance of life. Second thing we discussed yesterday, that there are few decisions, important decisions, which a youngster has to take during this age. And three important decisions are the importance of religion, how to prioritize the religion. Number two, what career will he adopt in his life? And third, regarding his marriage in the late teens or early 20s, many youngsters get engaged in this matter. Say, whom should they marry? What should be the qualities of the person whom they will marry? So this is an important decision of this age. And the third thing what we discussed yesterday is regarding there are different questions which arise in the person of in the mind of the youngster. Number one, what is this life? Number two, what is the religion versus dunya? Many people say that this is dunya, this is religion, this is akhirah, this is good for akhirah, this is bad for akhirah. So what is all this all about? Number three, the desires versus orders. Means there are some desires in my heart, there are some desires, and many people say that these are the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So sometimes they are against each other. So how to manage this situation? Then this love for dunya, attraction for dunya, attraction for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what is all about? And then what are sorrows, what are griefs, what are failures? So what is this all concept? Why failures come in the life? So these are few issues which we will discuss. Today we will discuss first of them, what is life? Very briefly. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran, إِنَّ عَرَزْنَا الْأَمَانَةَ عَلَى السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَالْجِبَالِ فَأَبَيْنَ أَنْ يَحْمِلْنَهَا وَأَشْفَقْنَ مِنْهَا وَحَمَلَهَا الْإِنسَانِ إِنَّهُ كَانَ ظَلُومًا جَهُولًا. So in this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the full purpose of the life. What? He says, indeed we offered the trust to the heavens and the earth and the mountains, and they declined to bear it and feared it. But man undertook to bear it. Indeed, he was unjust and ignorant. So in this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that a trust was offered to heavens and earth and other things, other creations. The man, a human being, is also a creation. So the trust was offered to everybody, every creation. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned few of them, the bigger creations, like earth, like heavens and mountains. So what was the offer? This is the actual thing which we should be understood by us. Offer was that this is a trust, this is amana, take it, bear it, and if you will be successful, you will be get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you will fail, then you will be distant from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So either the qurb of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or distance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this was the offer. There's no static position in that. Either you will pass or you will fail. If you will pass, you will be closer. If you will fail, you will get distant from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So after listening to this offer from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the whole creation, all creations feared, as it is mentioned in this ayah. And they declined to bear. Why? Because there was option, there was chance of getting far from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this was the fear of whole creation. But man, the human being, has so much enthusiasm to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he accepted the offer. Okay, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I will accept, I will bear this amana, I will bear this trust, and I will try to get closer to you. So this is the whole theme behind making this earth, behind making this dunya, behind making us. This is mentioned in Quran apart. Where this whole communication was done, it was done in Alme Arwah. Alme Arwah is a place before this dunya, before this world was made, where whole creations and souls of people were there. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning that you accepted the offer, you, me. I accepted the offer to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when I have accepted it, I should bear it now. The only question arises that I can't remember. So Allah ta'ala himself took my memory regarding this incident to judge me. But it is mentioned in Quran, it means I did it myself and I accepted the offer to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now what is life? Life is a place where this imana is given to a person. He is tested whether he will bear the imana, he will fulfill the imana, or he will waste it. This life is only this thing. That this is a place and time where I am being tested whether I will bear this imana or not. So this trust, what is this trust? What was this imana? This imana and this trust is Sharia. What we call Sharia. Sharia means, Shari means a path. So this life is actually a path, is a journey towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if I will obey the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then I am fulfilling the imana. Then I am bearing the imana. If I am disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then I am failing in my test. So this is life. Now look life in this manner. That this life is only a test, only a path towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, what is the concept of Jannah and Jahannam? So now we can understand that ultimately the person who will fulfill the imana, who will bear the imana, he will kept closer to Allah Ta'ala. And the place of keeping the people who are closer to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is Jannah. And the place to keep the people who are distant from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is Jahannam. When some king do hospitality, he does it according to his majesty. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will do hospitality of people according to his majesty and greatness. If he will be happy from a person, he will do hospitality according to his majesty. So he has created Jannah for this hospitality. And if he will be angry from somebody, then his punishment is also great. And according to his majesty, and the place where he will punish the people is Jahannam. So this is actually, this was the offer initially. Getting closer or getting far? So getting closer is Jannah, getting far is Jahannam. So we should be very clear what this life is. Life is not what is understood by me, myself. Life should be understood according to our Creator, who has created us and created this dunya and created everything. He should tell us what is life, what for what thing I am here. So all these souls, arwah, are in alam-e arwah, this that world of souls. Now, when a time comes, that specific person is sent to this world for this test, for this amana. The starting time is the birth. The ending time is death. During the birth, the soul is given a ride, a vehicle to ride, which is body. Then for first 10 to 15 years until the adulthood, this vehicle or ride is given the nourishment, the growth. And when everything is ready, this vehicle, this body is ready to go ahead in the journey, then that time starts of amana. Then our deeds are written. So our soul is riding on the vehicle of the body. So this concept should be clear. What is our body and what is soul? What is relationship? Soul is riding on our body, which is a vehicle to move ahead, to go ahead towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now the concept should be clear that this body, the vehicle, also needs food, also needs nourishment, also needs care. So care will be given to the body, but not the whole the time will be spent to give care to the body or the vehicle. Time will also be spared to give the food and nourishment to the actual thing, which is ruh, which is soul. And what is the nourishment and what is the food of the soul? The food of the soul, the nourishment of the soul is ahkam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I have to manage my life in such a way that I will give the nourishment and the food to the body, and also will give nourishment and food to the actual thing, which is soul. It will be a balanced life. So our soul has come from the heaven, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala says in Quran, the soul is my amr, my order. So because it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then its nourishment and energy will also come from His connection, His orders, His words. And our body constituents are from earth. So it gets nourishment from the things of the earth. Like all the grains and everything we eat are usually from the earth, ultimately. So our body will get food from the earth, and our soul will get food and energy and nourishment from the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from Allah ta'ala. So this life, in short, this life is a journey towards Allah ta'ala. Our body is vehicle or ride, and our soul is riding on this vehicle or on this ride, and both are traveling towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So at the end, when death comes, our body is dumped, will go to the earth, and ruh will go to its ultimate destination. What is that? Illiyin. Illiyin is a place where those arwah who will get closer to Allah Ta'ala will be kept until Qiyamah. And Sajjin is other place where those arwah which are distant from Allah Ta'ala due to their deeds will be kept. So these are ultimate destinations. So our journey ends, our amana, the time to be amana ends at death. So this is the life. Now we can scan our life in this manner, and we can look in our life in this manner. The youngsters have just started that journey. So they should be clear where they are heading, where they are going, what is their destination, what is their aim. They should be very clear about that. So this should also be clear that careers, to plan the career is allowed. It is recommendable. To plan the future is recommendable. But the actual thing, we should also spare time to nourish our soul, nourish our actual thing by words of Allah Ta'ala, by orders of Allah Ta'ala. If we will get only indulge in the body, in this vehicle and its pleasure, then Allah Ta'ala says in Quran, Kullu nafsin zaiqatul maut. وَإِنَّمَا تُوَفَّوْنَ أُجُورَكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدْ فَازَ وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. Every soul will taste death, and you will only be given your full compensation on the day of resurrection. So he who is drawn away from the fire and admitted to paradise has attained his desire. And this is the thing which should be listened by the ears of the heart. And what is the life of this world except the enjoyment of delusion? So this is the life if a person is kept distant from Allah Ta'ala, then Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَعُ الْغُرُورِ. So we should be very clear about our destination, about the concept of life, about the aim of the life, and we should plan at this age, the age of youth, this young age. So we should pray to Allah Ta'ala, that Allah Ta'ala, may Allah Ta'ala give us guidance towards the right direction. وَآخُرُ دَعْوَانَا أَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.